I drove my jalopy down to Bellevue and Babylon this week. They got a new pay-as-you-drive lane system now. Fast lanes for the folks willing to pay up to $10 for a commute to Microsoft and the high-tech cubicles. More if you're like me, the occasional traveler without a transponder and a special bank account. I thought I'd already paid my gas tax and license fees. Maybe now I could drive the same roads as the rich, especially since percentage-wise I was paying even more than them. I figured wrong, as usual. I'm used to sitting in the back seat of planes jammed in like a chicken in a crate going to the slaughterhouse. I'm growing accustomed to feeling second class. Nobody said life was fair, even in a democracy. You pay to play. College, jewelry shops, opera, state parks, national parks too, high-speed internet, politics. You maybe thought your taxes give you a free pass to Yellowstone or equal opportunity at the ballot box. Think again. It costs $10 to drive into the state park, and I not only throw more optional money at them on my driver's license fees, I maintain a county park as Friends of Camano Island Parks maintain so the county can use the saved dollars to enforce boat launch fees when I haul my sailboat down. Maybe the rich do deserve their own lane for commuting. Maybe they deserve every break we can give them. When the king's carriage rolled through on the highway to the castle, you better believe us peasants pulled over, doffed our caps, and bowed ceremoniously to my lord. Call me cantankerous and slap me with a macaroni, but I don't like it. Probably won't be too long, though. The gated communities down here will demand their own lane over the bridge onto the island. That, or they'll go whole hog and insist the state retrofit a drawbridge just for them. The rest of us by a boat. It is, after all, an island. If the riffraff can't swim, all the better. A few less of us and the property values will go up. Free ride is over. For now, the boat ride's fairly cheap.